Hello, I'm Heather Smith, and I'm a fellow of the ACCA, and I've run a digital practice for over a decade out of my handbag. In this podcast, I'll be talking about practical suggestions for working remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic. Across the world, accounting practice teams are encouraged or forced to stay in self-isolation and are navigating the challenges of working from home. How do I stay focused while working from home? If you find the distracting temptations of a comfy lounge and Netflix, home chores, hobbies, or catching up on Facebook make it difficult to get anything done, try some of these time management tools and techniques to stay focused while working remotely. Work sprints break work into intervals. Work for a specified time, take a short break, and then repeat. To do this, you could use a wristwatch or search online for an online stopwatch. I use the Google stopwatch. Or if you have them set up at home, say, "Hey Google," or "Alexa, set a timer for 25 minutes, and focus on work until the alarm rings to take a break. To maintain energy levels while working from home, it's essential to take breaks. If I have a task that requires minimal brain power, I might treat myself to playing a single song per task. For example, ABBA's Dancing Queen is a 4-minute task, and if I don't finish it, it goes on repeat, punishing me till I complete the task. Sounds tempting, doesn't it? If you find yourself on time-wasting websites, there are plugins such as Google Chrome Stay Focused extension that enables you to define what sites you want to restrict your access to and for how long. Depending on what you need to do may impact when you need to work. I work to my energy levels. For me, that means I may immediately start work when I wake at 5 a.m. and work for 3 hours before breakfast and exercise. Working from home may mean you don't have to work within a restrictive 9-to-5 structure and can focus on output achieved rather than hours applied. What setup do I need when working from home? Look around your existing workplace to see what you need to establish a makeshift work environment. It might be the kitchen table, an extra room, or the caravan. Some have even told me they've adapted their closet. In preparation, do you need to buy anything now? Or can you borrow some from the office, friends, or look what's selling on the online marketplace? I have a dedicated workspace with 2 large screen monitors, a webcam, noise-softening furniture, a comfortable chair, smart lighting that can change depending on my requirements, and the fastest internet speed available. When I initially started working from home, the setup was a lot simpler than that. I think the most critical element is fast internet. Do you need to consider increasing your home internet plan? Yikes, my children are at home too. Housebound children can make it challenging to get any work done. What can you do to prepare to occupy their time? Books, board games, homework, a subscription to a streaming TV service? My local library has an app to borrow ebooks and audiobooks. Do you have the option to set something like that up? Is there the opportunity to schedule someone within the family and friends who can supervise entertain them? Depending on what's permittable, you may be able to combine forces and do this with a friend. Half day, you're in charge of the kids' squad. Half day, you get to work. I also wonder, can your kids help you with your work? Errands, social media, a different type of newsletter, even helping out with meals for the week. My kids' Microsoft Excel skills have surpassed mine, and when they help me, I end up learning a few tricks. Are you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or anxious? During this pandemic, it's perfectly understandable you and or those around you may be feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and anxious, which can make it challenging to work. It's essential to stay informed appropriately, but 24-hour news cycles, talkback radio, and social media feeds can negatively impact your mental and physical health through the increased anxiety and lack of sleep. In a practical sense, I suggest you limit access to news coverage and perhaps choose a few reliable services which you refer to, such as the World Health Organization, your local government broadcasting service, and the ACCA resources. To create a calm, conducive work environment at home, I use the music service, Spotify, and stream playlists listed under the genre focus. There's a variety to choose from. nature sounds, white noise, acoustic guitar, classical scores, and more. I also use a diffuser in my home office to disperse essential oils into the air to help with mental clarity, energy, or calming, depending on the oil. If aspects of working from home are causing you stress, if you're having issues connecting to the company's remote terminal, or your internet connection is slow, or you can't get in the workflow zone, be kind on yourself. Everything is a bit discombobulated now, and we're going through this together, and we need to support one another. Reach out to your workplace, your colleagues, your friends, and your association for a support, and likewise, offer it where you can.